Chapter 3. Clerval's Visit. On the way, Henry told me why he was in Ingolstadt. It was very difficult for me to persuade my father to let me come here to study, but I finally succeeded, he said. Oh, Victor, I can't tell you how happy I am to be here. Me too, I replied. But tell me, how are my father and brothers? And Elizabeth? They're all very well, Henry replied, although they are worried because you have not written for so long. I want to talk to you about that later. But my dear Victor, you look tired and ill. What's the matter? I have been working very, very hard on something, I answered, trembling as I spoke. But I've finished it now. We arrived at my college, and I suddenly worried that the monster might still be in my room, alive and walking about. The thought terrified me, but I was even more terrified that Henry might see it. I asked him to wait at the bottom of the stairs and ran up to my room. I paused, with my hand on the door handle, trembling with fear. I pushed the door open and went into the room. Incredible! The room was empty and the monster had gone. I could hardly believe my good luck. I clapped my hands for joy and ran back down to Clerval. We went up to my room and the servant brought us breakfast. I was so happy that I could not sit still and I jumped about the room, laughing wildly. I looked up and suddenly saw the monster standing in front of me. I couldn't believe it. Henry looked at me and said, "My dear Victor, don't look at me like that. You look so ill. What's the cause of all this?" "Don't ask me," I cried, putting my hands over my eyes. "He can tell you. Oh, save me, save me." I imagined that the monster grabbed me. I struggled furiously and fell to the floor, unconscious. I was very ill for several months, and during that time Henry nursed me. He knew that my father was too old to travel, and that Elizabeth would be very upset to see me so ill, so he did not tell them. I constantly imagined I saw the monster, and raved about him all the time. Henry must have thought I was mad, but he nursed me day and night. Without him, I probably would have died. I got better slowly, and finally began to feel like my old self again. "Dear friend," I said to Henry one day, "you have looked after me for months instead of studying. How can I ever thank you?" "You can thank me by getting well as fast as you can," replied Henry. "And as you seem to be in such good spirits, perhaps I can speak to you about a certain subject." I began to tremble. Did he want to talk about the monster? "You should write to your family," Henry remarked. "They don't know how ill you've been, and they're worried by your long silence." Finally, I sat down and wrote to them. 2 weeks later, Henry gave me a letter, which had just arrived from Elizabeth. In Elizabeth's letter, she wrote about my family's concern for my health, and their joy that I was getting better at last. They were eagerly waiting for me to come home. My father was well. Ernest was waiting to go into the army, and William, my youngest brother, had grown into a fine little boy who was very tall for his age. Justine, a young girl from the village, had come to help at the house. I wrote back, though the effort tired me very much. 2 weeks later, I was finally strong enough to leave my room. I introduced Henry to all the people I knew and helped him begin his studies. I was supposed to return to Geneva at the end of autumn, but my departure was delayed because of heavy snow until the following spring. I was very disappointed at having to wait so long to see my family. When spring finally arrived, I was very excited at the thought of going back home. But before I left, a letter arrived from my father. I opened it quickly, happy to have news from home. But when I had finished reading the letter, I covered my face with my hands and burst into tears. "What is it, Victor?" exclaimed Henry. "What has happened to make you so unhappy?" I gave him the letter to read. My father had told me some terrible news to prepare me for a very sad homecoming. My little brother, William, had been murdered. Late one afternoon, my family had gone for a walk. It was getting dark when they started to return home, but they could not find Ernest and William, who had run ahead. Ernest eventually returned and told them that they had been playing hide-and-seek and that William had gone off to hide. Ernest had tried to find him, but he couldn't. He waited a long time for William to return, but he did not come back. They spent the whole night looking for him. At 5 o'clock in the morning, they found William lying dead in some grass. The murderer's black fingerprints were on his neck. William had been wearing a gold chain with a picture of our mother, and it had disappeared. My father begged me to come home as quickly as possible. I started to pack my things immediately.